Hey everyone, welcome. Welcome to another episode of Navigating No Contact with Toxic Parents. I'm your host, Tracy Principe. If you have not already joined the Facebook group is also of the same name, Navigating No Contact with Toxic Parents. I am doing a social community call, a web call usually every Saturday. I might change it around a little bit. But our next call is tomorrow, Saturday, 9:30 a.m. Pacific, 12:30 p.m. Eastern Time, April 11th. If you could join, that would be great. If you don't feel safe turning the camera on, you can leave the camera off and still join the audio. Just email me and I will send you the link. Email is tracy@tracyprincipe.com. If you have suggestions for topics, if you have any questions, if you need help, feel free to email me, tracy@tracyprincipe.com. All right, so today is a little bit more generalized podcast for the, you know, what's happening in the world, in your life, and just so much going on. So I want to just kind of open this up a little bit more generalized. So let me explain what that means. What that means is that we have a pandemic. And that's in the collective, that's in the world right now. We have a pandemic, and that by itself is trauma. So we have a pandemic where most of the world is in some type of lockdown, some type of stay at home, shelter in place, whatever you want to call it, where we can only go outside for essential needs like groceries. And most of the things in our towns are shut down, like restaurants, you know, social activities, church, things that make us feel good, right? Things that actually help us, help our nervous systems. All of those things are shut down, and we have lost some freedom in a way, and that in itself is traumatizing. So the more that this goes on in terms of being isolated for longer periods of time can bring up a lot of different emotions. So maybe you felt okay in the beginning and you might still feel okay, but the longer that this goes on, the more chances of things to start to not feel okay to start coming up, right? And that's just the nature of the brain and the body responding to this worldwide pandemic, the situation. Now, bring on your own individual trauma, whether you're aware of it, whether you're not aware of it, whether you've worked on it or you haven't worked on it. All of those things can come up. Bring on your individual situation of being at home with other people, partners, you know, roommates, other family members, that they might have their own trauma. They might have their own coping mechanisms. They might be expressing things in a different way than you're expressing yourself. So if you are at home in a situation where you have children and a partner and you're not used to that and they're not used to that, and it's just a lot to take on. And again, if you have parents or other family members that you are speaking to or no contact or low contact, or maybe you've broken that, all of that is valid. Do you see all the layers in this? It's just so complex. It's very, very, very complex. Then you have the loneliness. If you are single, if you are alone, then you have the parent that doesn't check on you, right? The parent that doesn't check on you, the parent or the family member that never asks if you're okay during this whole thing. That hurts no matter how long you've been no contact. That really, really hurts. nobody's checking on you, right? That alone brings up so much childhood trauma, that nobody checked on you as a child. Nobody asked you if you're okay. Nobody asked you about your feelings, right? Nobody gave you that space. Nobody gave you that safety. And so we are being forced to slow down and look at that, really. And we can see how people, you know, we're being forced to slow down, and we can easily see people's coping mechanisms coming out, right? So I try to be compassionate for the people that are hoarding toilet paper, because maybe hoarding toilet paper makes them feel safe. Maybe hoarding groceries, pastas and cans of soup and beans, you know, maybe that makes them feel better. That makes them feel safe. Maybe that makes them feel secure, right? So everybody is reacting to their own traumas and the collective trauma that is going on right now. And we're going to see that play out in a multitude of different ways, in a multitude of different ways in our own lives. The only thing that we have control over is our reactions and how we respond. And that's by getting present and feeling in our bodies, right? But it doesn't, you know, and all of your fears and whatever you're feeling, even if you are feeling nothing right now, it's still valid. It's still valid. A lot of people are feeling a lot of different things and they don't understand where it's coming from, right? So I've been talking to people and they will tell me, oh, but I have anxiety, or I can't sleep, or I had a nightmare, or, you know, I had this or that happen, or whatever it is. And a lot of people are not aware of that. It's even, you know, it's a inherent survival that's kicking in for everybody. And I say, if you're human, you have some kind of trauma, whether you want to acknowledge it or not. Some people are acting very productive, like nothing's wrong. And some people operate well in that space. That used to be me, but it's not me anymore. My body won't let me operate like that. Nor would I want to, because that would be, it would mean that I was ignoring something. I was, you know, I'm ignoring my feelings. But that does work for some people. It worked for me for decades to be that busy person. So that, you know, to be productive. However, if you do not feel that, you don't have to be productive, right? You can do what feels right for you. So everybody's responding in their own way, and we have to understand that so we don't fall into the place of shaming people for feeling a certain way. Or again, once again, you know, gaslighting because that person, you know, you should be over it, or you should be doing this or that, or, you know, fixing, telling people what to do, giving advice. Now more than ever, it is so, so, so important to be trauma informed in this time and space. And that means doing your own deep work. And now is actually a really good time to do that deep work, because, you know, we are being forced to slow down, and you can run from it. But as you know by now, probably, is that ignoring it doesn't make it go away, right? So ignoring it does not make it go away. You can certainly feel however you want to feel, and nobody has the right to tell you how to feel, and you have the right to set your own boundaries. And now is another good time to set those boundaries, and also ask for what you need, right? So asking for what you need. We are all in, you know, tight spaces with other people. We need our space. And so asking for what we need is super duper important. Being able to express our feelings and feel safe to do so is really, really important. being able to stop and slow down and feel our feelings is so, so important right now. It's going to change everything. It might feel scary. It's a feeling of the unknown, you know, because we haven't been in that space before and now we're being forced into that space. And that is truly where the freedom and the peace is, right? And so whatever feels good to you, if you don't want to contact your parents, you don't have to. If you don't want to contact anybody in your family that doesn't make you feel valued and valid, you don't have to contact those people. This is a time when you can really listen in and lean in and feel what is best for you. And by feeling what is best for you means that you don't have somebody, offering that advice or trying to fix you or tell you what to do or making you feel bad or making you feel guilty. That is not your true self, right? If you're operating from that space, the space you are operating from is that it's okay if you don't want to contact your parents, even if other people are pushing you to do so, right? And you can certainly still have some guilt about that or whatever you're feeling about that, but it's not going to propel you. You're not coming from that guilt space. You're coming from that grounded in your body space, right? And so that's the difference. And that is what we need right now. But the first step is honoring your feelings, honoring what you feel. You know, where do you feel that in your body? Where do you feel that in your body? What do you feel and where do you feel that? You know, does it have a shape? Does it have a color? Feeling into that. Does it have a texture? You know, feeling into that. And being present, using your five senses. So it's super important that we stay present because we don't honestly know, you know, that unknown can take us down different rabbit holes. There's a gazillion different rabbit holes that we can get sucked into. And we just want to stay grounded. And the truth is that we don't know how long this is going to last. And it could potentially last for a while. That's, you know, the reality that I think is, you know, true, feels true, right? So does that feel true? Yes, it feels true that this is happening and it could potentially go on for a while. And we don't know how long. That feels true to me. Does that feel true for you? If it doesn't, you know, just check in with yourself, right? So when we're usually grounded in our bodies, things, you know, we're being, you know, we're human. We feel scared. We might feel that unknown, right? Like we don't know how long this is going to last, and that's okay. That's okay. But we're going to stay present. We're going to stay present with the here and now, where we are right now, right? And using our five senses. So I can see this tree in front of me, and I might touch the tree. The bark is kind of like cereal. It's crunchy. It's kind of crunchy. And rough. So I'm going to touch the tree and I'm going to, you know, look at the bark. It's crunchy and kind of rough and prickly. And then I'm going to look at the leaves on the tree. The tree has recently, you know, bloomed and the leaves are really waxy and shiny and green and smooth, and it has a nice smell. It smells fresh. It smells like a tree. And as I'm standing outside, I can hear the traffic going by, and my feet are on the ground, and my hand is on the tree on this crunchy bark. And I feel grounded and solid in my body. Okay, using those five senses, what do I hear? What do I see? What do I taste? What do I smell? And what can I touch? And feeling and using your senses and feeling your feet on the ground, right? Keeps you really, really present. And just, you know, looking at something like a tree, and describing every detail and touching that tree and describing every aspect of that tree. Using your five senses will bring you into present moment like nothing else. And you can do that with anything, right? So, you can do that at any time with anything, and it's really helpful in calming your nervous system and just balancing and getting present, because it stops your mind from going in all those different directions, and it stops your mind from going down all those different rabbit holes, and even the rabbit holes that tell you that, oh, I should talk to my parents, or I shouldn't, or, you know, all of that stuff, right? So just getting present, and don't forget to breathe. You can just breathe and notice your breathing. You don't have to breathe a certain way. Just noticing that you're breathing, right? Feeling that inhale and exhale. Because normally we breathe really shallow and we don't pay attention to our breath. So that is really important. It brings us back to our body and paying attention to our breath. And just noticing our body from head to toe, right? Noticing every aspect of our body that we're here. And you can say, I am safe, if you want to. If that feels good for you, you can say, I am safe. I am safe. I am safe. You can have your eyes open or closed. I am safe. And just feeling your feet on the ground supporting you. Your back in the chair, your buttocks in the chair, or whatever's supporting you. If you're outside, you can put your hand on the tree is supporting you, your feet are on the ground, your hand is on the tree. You're supported, feeling that support. And you can do that anywhere, right? Do that anytime, a multitude of times a day. Doing it when you're relatively calm is how we want to support your nervous system in building capacity. But try it when you're not calm too. Just breathing and getting present. I am safe. Calming that anxiety and panic, stress. So important. So important. We cannot leave this out. We cannot leave this work out. Now more than ever, this work is so important to do, right? So we are being forced into this space of slowing down and listening to our bodies. And those of us that do that, and do this work, because now we have the opportunity to do it, are going to be the ones that are free from all of the conditioning and belief systems and everything that, you know, our parents passed down, right? We're really the time to break that generational trauma. Now is the time to break that generational trauma. There is no better time than this. So feel it all. Feel all of your feelings. Slow down and feel. Ask for what you need. Set boundaries if you need to. And don't let anyone guilt trip you into believing that you have to be a certain way. or that you have to connect with your parents. You don't have to if it doesn't feel good to you. Your main priority is taking care of your emotional and physical and mental health, because you've probably never done that. And as we know, no contact means that this is the last resort. We have tried everything. We didn't get here because we didn't try. We tried. We tried everything, right? And this is the last resort. We tried it all. This is the last resort. And so you deserve that, you know, connection with yourself. And that is the most important thing that you can do, that connection with yourself right now. And that is like my number one priority, is guarding that connection with myself and my body, right? And not having that rattled or shaken up, because I've worked too hard for that. And it feels so good to be grounded and free of, you know, the guilt and the shame and the triggers and all of that. And then being able to feel those things again without feeling, you know, like punishing myself for it, right? So these are the things we are not taught. And then we go into society, and it's not a place that holds space for us in that regard. So we have to do it ourselves. We have to do it ourselves. But it is the greatest work that we can do, and is the greatest gift that we can give ourselves. Because when we do that, we are going to be much better friends, partners, parents to our own children. And we are absolutely breaking the cycles. So please reach out if you need help. Please reach out. This is not a time to, you know, not reach out. We need that help. We need that support. It cannot be done alone. It's really, really hard to do alone. So reach out. And again, if you have podcast ideas or you want to join the call tomorrow, please email me at tracy@tracyprincipe.com. Would love to see you on the call. I'm going to do it probably weekly during this pandemic, weekly for sure. And join the Facebook group so that you have more support over there. Would love to help you out and get to know you better. All right, you guys, thank you so much for tuning in to this podcast, and we'll see you next time. Thanks so much.